Hello.
Hi, hi, this is Caroline.
Yeah, I'm sorry, the phone cut out on me.
That's okay. I was just finding I found one that says Baton Rouge General. Is that
ma'am?
The one?
No, Maryburg Perkins.
Okay.
Cancer Center.
Okay, I see Mary Bird Perkins Cancer Center, and that's in on Picardy Avenue. Is that right?
No, on Essence.
Let's see.
I think it should be either on Essence or off Essence.
Oh, I see. 49.
Well, I think it's the address
Essence.
Yeah, 4950 Essence.
Yeah, I just found that one. Perfect. Okay. And how else has your diagnosis impacted your life? Do you still have any current side effects? Anything that you still suffer from?
I still be having shortness of pain. I still be having sweat. And, I also be having shortness of breath.
Okay. Yeah, and again, I am so sorry to hear that. Do you still have any medical records that show the diagnosis?
No, everything should be with a doctor.
Okay, so the doctor has them. Okay, perfect. Okay, and this Mary Bird Perkins Cancer Center, was this the same place where you were diagnosed and treated?
You said what?
Were you diagnosed and treated at the Mary Bird Perkins Center?
Yeah, I was diagnosed and treated over there.
Okay. Okay. Again, you said the hospital would have the records, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of treatment did you do? Just chemotherapy, radiation, surgeries?
Yeah, it was chemotherapy and radiation. And also they gave me pain medication.
Okay. And pain medication? Okay. Was there any stem cell transplants or anything like that?
No, ma'am. I don't think so. I don't remember exactly.
Okay. Now, when was it that you started your treatment? Was this right away around June of 23?
Yeah, it was right away around June of 23.
Okay. And the address you gave me earlier, this 5062 Adams Avenue, is this your current address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And again, there's no apartment number, right? It's just a house?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Great. So now we do require an emergency contact, just in case we can't reach you for an extended period. We don't usually contact with people, but we do need someone on file. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
No, ma'am. You just contact me.
Again, you don't have anyone that we could just take down? We don't really contact them?
No, ma'am.
Okay. No worries. Okay. So now what I'm going to do is I'm just going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yeah, I think it's something I've just signed over.
Yeah, exactly right. So I'm going to send that. Do you want that to your email or text messages? Do you have a preference?
You can do text message.
Okay. Great. Just one second. You said text messages to 225-636-1621?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, I do just want to verify the information before I send it super quickly. Okay, I have your first name spelled Marquise, middle name Tyran, last name Craig, Craig. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. I have your address. It's 5062 Adams Avenue in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Phone number, again, is 225-636-1621. Let's see here. I have your email as longlivegoonei3@gmail.com.
Yeah, ma'am.
I see your social is 439-891079, and your date of birth, 11/07/1994. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So I just sent that. Let me know when that comes through, and if you have any issues signing, I'll stay on the line, okay?
No problem. My data is actually kind of low, so it's actually running slow.
Okay, that's okay. Let me see here. I can try to send it to your email, too. Would that help at all?
I'm not sure. My data is actually slow. I mean, you could try.
Okay, we'll see. Okay, I just resent it. Let me know if you get that again.
I'm looking for it now.
Okay, perfect. Just let me know when you do receive that.
No problem. I'm actually looking for it now. Hello,
okay.
Ma'am?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm actually looking for it now on my email.
Okay, perfect. It should have my name on there. It'll say Carolina Hernandez wants to share a DocuSign, and then you'll just tap on the link.
Yes, ma'am. My tabs are doing now. Trying to see if it's going to, I told you my data actually slow. I'm actually trying to do it now.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, let's say continue. I'm signing them now.
I'm sorry?
I said I'm signing them now.
Oh, perfect, perfect.
There's like a lot of them I got to sign, I guess. Mm.
Yeah, I like to say just follow the yellow brick road. Anywhere where it's yellow, you're just going to tap on that. Okay, I just received that on my end, Marquise. Now, what I am going to do is I'm just going to send you a quick text message. Okay, this text message is going to have my contact information as well as the law firm's contact information. I would wait about 48 hours to reach out to them. I know it takes them a little bit to get that paperwork and get it in their system. So if you do have any questions or any concerns within the next 48 hours, you can just reach me and I'll be more than happy to help. After they do receive your paperwork, they're actually going to reach out to verify some information over the phone. All of this is going to be in that text message, so if you have any questions, you can always reach back out. Before I do let you go, Marquise, do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for your time, Marquise, and I hope the case goes over very well for you, okay?
No problem.
Okay, bye-bye.